When it rains, it pours. We've heard that many times. I remember using or hearing that expression as I was talking to a former parishioner. This former parishioner lost her mom in the month of November. And then a few months after that, he lost her brother. And then she found out that she's suffering from kidney failure. It didn't stop there. A year after she was diagnosed, she lost her other brother. Then a year after that, she lost Dad. I remember going to the funeral of her dad. The priest said, "Enough is enough." And as I look around the congregation, I saw tears. And I felt it myself. I felt it myself when the priest said, "Enough is enough." I mean, I realize this person, she've gone through a lot. And I was asking myself, I caught myself asking, what's next? What's next? But you know, my friends, that sort of experience, that human experience, that experience of pain, that experience of being disappointed, and yes, let's face it, there are times when we feel frustrated and we feel as if God is so distant. And we ask ourselves, where is he? Where is God? That experience, my friends, is found in the sacred scripture. In fact, I'd say that human experience, in that human experience, we are not alone. Just look at the experience of Job. Job, as we know from the Bible, lost his house, lost his children, lost his wife, lost everything. Everything. So we couldn't really say to Job today, What are you talking about? Why are you saying to God that life is a drudgery? We can't blame him. Because of all the things that he has gone through, Job stands before God in today's passage out of frustration, out of disappointment. So he converses to God and tells God how he feels. But towards the end of the book of Job, something great happened. Job realizes that although he lost everything, there is someone he never lost. That is God. He realized that God was always with him. That is why in the book of Job, he says, "Naked I came forth from my mother's womb, and naked I will go back to God. The Lord has given and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of God. Job realized that God was always with him no matter what. That God was the source of his strength. In the gospel reading today, we hear the continuation of last week's gospel. Jesus, in last week's gospel, went to the synagogue and cured someone possessed by the demon. Then he continued to cure, he continued to teach. Then he went to Simon's mother, at Simon's house, to heal the mother-in-law of Peter. It did not end there. Before they got a chance to eat, the whole town gathered with Jesus, with all of their sick, with all of their problems, with all of their challenges, and Jesus healed them. There is something quite important in the middle of this gospel reading. Mark tells us that Jesus, rising early in the morning, went to a, quote, deserted place where Jesus prayed. Which means to say, when Mark said deserted place, it was a place that was lonely, where Jesus felt alone. He probably was telling his Father, he probably was telling his God, what is happening? Look at all the people who are sick. Look at all the problems. What is going on? But in that deep prayer, that deep communication with his Father, Jesus found much peace. And Jesus found and gained strength. The strength he needed to go on to the nearby villages to continue to proclaim the good news. And what is that good news? The good news that God is present in their midst through Jesus and through the power of the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, you and I sometimes feel like Job. Sometimes we feel like Jesus. With all the problems that we go through in life, with the pandemic that we continue to go through, with all the things that we hear in the news, we can't help but say sometimes, enough is enough, isn't it? We can't help but sometimes ask, where is God? Jesus gives us an example today that when we feel as if life is a drudgery, we enter into a communion with our God. We enter into prayer because in our time with our God, it is there when we find healing, when we find comfort, when we find the strength that we need to go on with our lives. How many people have I heard come to me and say, oh, you know, Father, there was a time when I was really feeling down. I was looking at the news and I was questioning. And what did I do? I went to prayer and there I found much peace. And there I found the strength, the comfort that I need. Because it is in prayer that our psalmist tells us that God heals the brokenhearted. As we continue reflecting on this rather beautiful, beautiful passage from Job, from Paul, and from Mark, we are invited again and again and challenged by our God that when we feel as if life is burdensome, we are invited to enter into prayer and to present all of those to our God. For God continues to be present there. And in that place of prayer, I'm sure we will find the peace that we need, the healing that we need, and more importantly, the strength that we all need.